Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously, we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Latif, the most kind, the knower of secrets. And we explained there are different definitions to Latif. The one has to do with kindness. Allah is kind to His servants. He sustains them, even if they don't believe in Him, even if they are not obedient to Him. He bestows them with such favors that they are not even aware of. He created such a system which is functional, where some are given more and others are given less. So there's interdependence, this mutual assistance and cooperation. He has given us our sustenance, keeping in mind what we need, hasn't mixed and matched in a wrong way, where man is given what animal needs and what animal is given what man needs. And then Allah has not given us all of our sustenance at once, so we don't have to carry the burden of looking after it. Latif also means subtle. Allah in His being is subtle because He's free from body direction. Shape, he cannot be perceived by the outer senses. Latif also means that being from whom nothing is hidden. He knows all the subtleties, all the fine points. He works according to a master plan, according to a hidden and fine plan. And we gave the example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam when he himself said, "Inna Rabbi Latifun lima yasha." Verily, my sustainer is Latif. He does according to plan, whatsoever he wishes. So the brothers wanted to drop him to the bottom of the well. Allah wanted to raise him to the height of the throne. Zulaikha wanted to disgrace him and put him in jail. Allah wanted to honor him with the crown. The brothers wanted to separate father and son. Allah wanted to bring together the entire family. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq, does the one who created not know? Wa huwa al-latiful khabir, and he's the knower of secrets, the all-aware. Now, today we discuss the next name of Allah, al-khabir, the being who is fully aware of everything. He has knowledge of everything. Far, hidden, visible, light, dark, in the heavens, on the earth, on the mountains, in the depths of the ocean, he's Al-Khabir. Nothing remains concealed from him. No atom moves or no atom remains stationary or no person is at peace or no person is agitated except that Allah knows it. Now, Al-Khabir and Al-Alim have a similar meaning. But Khabir refers to those things which are generally hidden. And Alim refers to those things which are generally exposed and manifest. And Allah uses both. إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah is all-knowing, all-seeing. Khabir, Basir, Alim, similar meanings. Khabir refers to, like I said, that which is more hidden. Your intentions, your thoughts, your considerations, what's in your heart. In Allah al-Latifun Khabir. Allah is subtle, but Allah is informed. The advice of Luqman to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ, O my son, إِنَّهَا إِن تَقُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. That if there's something equal to the weight of a grain of a mustard seed, and it be in a rock or in the heavens or in the earth, Allah is aware of it. Allah will bring it forth. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيف. Allah is subtle, khabir. Allah is aware. The example of the mustard seed is given because if the mustard seed is so small, you put it on a scale, it doesn't tilt the pans of a scale because it's so small. In a hadith, it is mentioned that if a person has to do any action in a stone, and the stone has no holes, no door, no window, then to Allah will make it apparent to the people, no matter what action that may be. Because Allah is Latif, He knows every fine detail, and Allah is Khabir, He is fully aware. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to live our lives such that we know that Allah is fully aware, and we are conscious of Him, and we fear disappointing Him, and we fear angering Him, and we fear distancing ourselves from Him by our sins. And we live with that consciousness until the day we meet Him. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.